Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we have heard your word from St. Matthew in the Gospel, and also from St. Paul in Romans. We thank you, Lord, that your call for us is a call to repentance, because only through true repentance can we receive the grace, the mercy, the forgiveness, and the healing that you desperately want to give to each one of us. It's only through forgiveness that we can have a right relationship with you. It's when we repent and desire to turn and change that you immediately, without reservation, by your blood shed for us on Calvary and your resurrection from the tomb and your ascension to the right hand of God, say to us, you are not only forgiven, but you are filled with the Holy Spirit to go out and to share the good news. Lord, help us as we hear your gospel today to know what a wonderful and amazing calling you've given to us to be your community of faith here at this time in history, to go forth and share with everyone who will hear that you are preparing us for your final judgment, and we have nothing to fear when we receive salvation by grace through faith alone and are sanctified by your blood and healed in our relationship to you, up our relationship with you each and every day. Thank you, Lord Jesus. May the words of my mouth, the meditation of our hearts, be pleasing in your sight, dear Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Let me introduce myself. My name is Jeremiah Ben Levi. I want to tell you a story. I'd like you to go back with me a few years when I, a devout Pharisee, head of the synagogue, teacher to the people, servant to the many, simply went down to the Jordan to see what all the excitement was about. Just to go down to see why all these people from Judea, where I am. I'm from an area around Bethlehem. I don't know if you've heard of it. 6 miles south of Jerusalem. And went to this place on the Jordan River that was disgusting. I mean, the Jordan. I mean, we've got this beautiful temple. We've got this amazing sea at the temple that's all clean water. Right from the pools, right from the springs, and yet people are going down to the disgusting Jordan River to see this guy, this John. I mean, you ought to see this guy. Like, really. You ought to see him. He's got the worst tailor in the world. Camel's hair. Camel's hair. And a leather belt. And don't get me started on his diet. I mean, I get the honey stuff, but the locusts? And people were flocking to him. From Jerusalem, from Judea, my area, from all over around the Jordan, they were going to him in droves. I just wanted to see. I mean, I know the Bible. I know the scriptures. I know what God wants of us. How he wants us to work hard. How he wants us to bring good gifts to him. How he wants us to work our salvation. After all, I am a Pharisee. I was circumcised on the eighth day. I know what needs to happen. I don't understand the popularity of this guy. Tells people they should repent and be washed in the Jordan River. Be baptizo, which means washed. So I go down to see him. I go down to see him, and what does he say to me? A ruler, a teacher, a respected Pharisee? In my synagogue? You know what he says to me? You brood of vipers! And contrary to popular opinion, that is not a nice greeting. That is an insult. Then he suggests that I shouldn't be there. He says, who told you to flee from the coming wrath? Where does he get off doing this? Who does he think he is? They told us at the last synagogue growth workshop that was not the way to welcome people. And then he said something that I just don't understand. He said, produce fruit in keeping with repentance. Well, duh. What other kinds of fruit can you produce other than produce fruit that's, I mean, what is he talking about? But that's not the end of the story. At first, I was offended. At first, I was confused. At first, I thought, what is he talking about? I am a Pharisee. I am a teacher. I know the scriptures. I know that I'm better than all those people that are going out to see him. I know that I get my stuff from the temple, and I know that when I go in there, people look at me because I give great gifts. I wear all kinds of clothes to tell them that I know what I'm doing. I've got all kinds of degrees on my wall. These people, all they're doing is saying they have nothing to bring God. And they're being washed in the Jordan and they're given a fresh start and they have nothing to bring them. And yet I have all this stuff to offer God. I have all these things to bring to my Lord. And yet he says to me, bear fruit in keeping with repentance. He says to me, repent? What do I have to repent for? I'm better than him. I'm better than her. And I'm better than them. What do I have to repent for? I was offended. I was really offended. How dare he? Who does he think he is? This John. But then something happened. Something happened. He went on to say, I don't have all the answers. I'm not it. As a matter of fact, the one that's coming after me, he is mightier than I. And he said this, he said, and I baptize you with water for repentance, but the one coming after me, he's going to baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. And his sandals, I'm not even worthy to carry. How can you be upset with someone that has that attitude? How can you be offended with someone who says, I'm not it? I don't have all the answers. I'm simply here to prepare the way for the Lord and to help you to make straight paths for him. He didn't say he had it all figured out. And then something happened. When he said that the one coming after him would be mightier than I, and I couldn't even carry his sandals. He might have even said that he couldn't even tie his sandals. And that he would baptize with the Holy Spirit and with fire. I didn't understand. But my heart started to change towards this guy because I realized he was not saying he had it all figured out. All he was saying is that we don't have anything to bring to God. See, we have nothing when we compare it to God to bring to him. Now, I have to admit, this really bothered me. Okay? Really bothered me because don't we all want to bring something to God? Yeah? Don't we all want to say, you know, I've got these good things. Not everything I do is totally garbage. I've got these good things. I can bring these to God. And yet this John, what did he say? He said, everything you bring are filthy rags. And all of a sudden, what he wore didn't matter anymore. Even what he ate, no matter how disgusting, did not matter anymore. All those people going down to that dirty Jordan River didn't matter anymore. What mattered was what he said. What mattered even more was that as the next few years passed, I started to hear about this Jesus of Nazareth. As the next few years went by, I started to follow this Jesus of Nazareth. And I didn't tell you this, but I went down to the Jordan that day. And I was baptized in the Jordan. But it was only a baptism of repentance. Because I understood finally, I didn't bring anything to God. When I compared with God, I brought nothing. And yet, I wanted to change. And when I came out of the water, it wasn't too long after that I started to sit in on these talks with this guy named Jesus. He started to open up my heart and my eyes to the truth of what God has to say to his people, the people that belong to him, what he wants for them, how he wants to heal them, how he wants to bring them into a right relationship with God, how he wants to take them from nothing and make them everything. He wants to take them from simply being a people to the people of God. And even me, a Pharisee, started to see a change. My heart started to soften. My eyes were open. And I recognized that I brought nothing to God except sin. And when I did, he forgave me my sin. Not only that, but he cleansed me from all unrighteousness. And he gave me a fresh start. And he gave me a new beginning. And he gave me the ability not only to be prepared for his second coming, his return, after he rose again from the dead, but he also gave me a calling to go out and to prepare others. And that's amazing, right? You see, I understood what he meant when he said, he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit because I received the Holy Spirit. And all of a sudden, those words that I had taught people, the services that I had led, the degrees that I had, all of a sudden, they meant so little. And what mattered the most was my relationship with God. And I had complete healing. spirit, mind, and body. Because I brought nothing to the table, and yet I received everything. I brought nothing to God, and yet I received it all. Brothers and sisters, that change is available to you. You can produce fruit in keeping with repentance when you realize that you bring nothing to God, and yet you receive everything. Isn't that awesome? At the beginning of healing, happens with repentance. It happens with a desire to turn. It happens with the gift of the Holy Spirit coming and saying, you're forgiven, you're set free because you've confessed your sins. You are made new. You are cleansed from all unrighteousness, and you have everything. Eternal life. Sanctification. The power of the Holy Spirit in your lives. When you partake of the sacrament, you receive Christ Jesus, who's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And you're prepared. You're prepared because you can say, I am ready for the Lord's return. Amen? I'm ready for the Lord's return. Whenever he's ready, I'm ready. And even more, I understand that everybody needs to be prepared. Because he doesn't just baptize with the Holy Spirit. He baptized with the Holy Spirit and fire. And fire is what cleanses. You don't get gold without fire. You don't get purity and holiness without fire. And the Lord wants us to know that we have nothing to fear from his holy fire except to be cleansed. So we can be the people he wants us to be, and we can go forth and share with others so that they will be prepared. Isn't that awesome? So I started out a Pharisee, I continued a Pharisee, and I died a Pharisee. But I wasn't the same Pharisee who was a viper. I wasn't the same Pharisee that came out to see John knowing that I had it all figured out and that those people out there were way worse than me. No, I was a Pharisee who understood I bring nothing to God except my sin. And he gives me everything. Forgiveness, new life, cleansing, and complete healing to be in that relationship that he has for me. Brothers and sisters, may you know that you are healed. You are complete. You are filled. Go forth and share so that others may be prepared. Amen.